Our quest for freedom, exposing. We're not going to achieve our quest without persuading others to join us. The initial task presented to us, one which many of us have long embraced, is to expose the existence of a global ruling system and, at one and the same time, expose its essential wrongness. While people may well have that feeling of things not being right, of which we've already spoken, it usually takes more concrete evidence to move them to action. Their initial action will probably indeed be to share the information that we have brought to their attention. It's relatively easy to find and communicate information that undermines the current system. This is because of the very nature of the system and of those who have constructed it and who control it. If we were living under some imaginary feudal tyranny, this approach would not necessarily work. The question would ultimately be one of allegiance. A prince or king claims authority over the land and exercises it in the way he sees fit. While his means may be cruel and his motives less than pure, there would still be some who supported him. "He's our king," they would say. "He's a strong leader. We respect him. We love him." An old-fashioned king doesn't even pretend to represent the interests of the serfs. He relies on a shared view of the world in which he is in charge and they simply follow. Today's criminocrats are different, partly because they insist that they are democratic. They've invented an elaborate coded language of virtue signalling to dress up their agenda of control as sugary, benevolent gifts to the population. They cannot simply declare a kingly right to rule. Constitutional monarchies don't count here, because they do not even own up to being our rulers. There is thus an essential hypocrisy which is ripe to be exposed. The hypocrisy of tyrants who pretend they are something else. A second way in which today's criminocrats are different is that they are criminals. Real criminals. Their power has been achieved through lying, cheating, stealing, murdering, threatening, blackmailing, bribing and concealing. They've never altered this behaviour to reflect the fact that they have achieved the power they're originally seeking. They've never decided to become benevolent rulers, acting in the general interest. And they never will, because they are nothing but liars, cheaters, thieves, murderers, intimidators, blackmailers, corruptors and concealers. They know nothing else. There will always be some ill-doing of theirs that can be exposed, because their whole existence is based on doing ill. And there will always be evidence to be had of them concealing their ill-doing, because concealment is part of their culture. As well as providing a constant source of material for those exposing their activities, our rulers' criminal nature also amplifies the deeper impact of such revelations. For the vast majority of humankind, activities such as engineering wars to make money, deliberately poisoning people, or trafficking children for sex utterly beyond their acceptable moral limits. In fact, we can find it unbelievable that other human beings could sink so low as to behave in such a way. This is because our innate sense of how we could and should be living includes a moral code, a natural sense of right and wrong, which precludes this kind of behaviour. The criminocrats have no such ethical code. They've cut themselves off from goodness, and their only guiding star is their own callous self-interest. When we become aware of this enormous divergence between our natural way of seeing things and our ruler's corrupted one, we're still further alienated from the system in which we live. Now we know why we do not feel right in this world. It has been built according to a morality that is entirely alien to us, to our innermost beliefs. And yet it hides that rotten core behind a glittering facade of progressive do-gooding. It's those adverts on the TV again, a smarmy, smirking, besuited liar holding a knife behind his back, beckoning us into a planet-sized prison sprayed with gold paint and bedecked with rainbow bunting. What are our guts telling us about him?